This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and we'll deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
Sports Lounge here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, broadcasting live coast to coast and around the world on CRNTalk.com as well as on Facebook, Facebook.com/CRNTalk. I am joined by the acting legend, Mr. Fred Dreyer, the Sultan of Safeties, two safeties in one quarter, the absolute legend. It is my honor to be sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn. Mr. Fred Dreyer, sir, how are you today?
Good, Mike. Welcome to the show once again. Now, this is your second time here in the last couple of weeks.
Yeah.
Mike is out on safari. He'll be back probably next week, but it's good. How have you been? Everything all right with you?
I've been very well. Thank you for asking, and I'm very, very happy. I'm in a great mood because we're a national show, but we're based out of Hollywood, California. Our hometown Dodgers, best team in baseball right now, 685 winning percentage, 9-1 in the last game, 43 wins, on pace to win 100 games this year. Friday, do you think we're going to see the Dodgers in the World Series? And if so, do you think we're going to see our Dodgers actually bring home the bacon?
Well, you know something? The last 3 years, it's always been about the conversation has always gone towards who's healthy. You know, how many arms can continue to make the lineup, the pitching rotation? Their starting pitching has just been terrific. The weak spot on that team is the three or four people that you'll run into before Kenley Jansen, if you get to Kenley Jansen.
It's that middle inning relief that it really needs a little bit of help.
It's the seventh and eighth innings that gives them the problems. I think they should be okay. They'll get better. I don't think they'll get worse as the year goes on. The pitchers will get better. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens this year. If they stay healthy, if nobody gets chipped off for any period of time or you lose somebody. I saw here that the Phillies lost Andrew McCutchen for the year.
That's tough.
With the torn ACL. That's difficult. That'll hurt them a little bit, but they'll pick it up. They have a lot of depth on that team.
Yeah, absolutely, you guys. We want to hear from you, though. Follow us on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Follow Fred on Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer, and email Fred. Fred Dreyer @CRNTalk.com.
You'll do it right to grow the best garden you can. Lowe's does it right, too, with savings on Miracle-Gro potting mix with fertilizer to help you get growing. And grow plants twice as big versus unfed plants. Pick up a 50-quart bag now for just $10. Plus, get Bonnie 2.32-quart vegetables and herbs, 3 for $10. For a garden that's worthy of showing off, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offers valid through 6/5 while supplies last. U.S. only. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
Are your carpets filled with memories as well as stains, odors, and a few other things? The Home Depot makes replacing that carpet easy with more styles and colors to choose from and free installation done by licensed local professionals backed for life. Today is the day for do it with free carpet installation done right. Guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. $699 minimum purchase required. For license information, visit homedepot.com/license numbers. Offer valid through June 16th, 2019.
New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline is engineered with 4 levels of defense against gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. It's sort of like having ninjas protect your engine. That helps keep your engine running like new. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline. It's fuel for thought in engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Premium Gasoline.
Looking for quality auto parts for your vehicle? Shop O'Reilly Auto Parts. You'll find convenient locations, thousands of brand name parts in stock, extended store hours, everyday low prices, and well-trained professional parts people. Come see for yourself at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store. Better parts, better prices every day.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
At Walgreens, we know that your day doesn't stop for diabetes. So when you've got places to go and people to see, count on Walgreens every day to get expert diabetes advice 24/7. Find all major brands of testing supplies like Walgreens True Metrics in-store and online. And download tools to help you stay on track, like our 5-star mobile app with Pill Reminder. At Walgreens, we are your diabetes go-to. Stop by and talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, trusted since 1901.
I'm pretty handy around the house, but now that I have kids, I don't want to spend my Saturday installing a toilet or fixing an air conditioner. But thankfully, there's HomeAdvisor. HomeAdvisor helps me find the best home pros in my area to handle any kind of project. You can read reviews of the pros, check their availability, and even book appointments online. And what my wife loves most is that HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app to get started. HomeAdvisor.
Back in the Sports Lounge. I am Mike Gary, broadcasting live coast to coast and around the world, SiriusTalk.com, Sports Byline, as well as SiriusXM, also available via video on YouTube and on Facebook Live, Facebook.com/SiriusTalk. I'm joined by the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties, and a very, very nice man, Mr. Fred Dreyer. And Fred, you know, recently it's come to light that baseball, the attendance, the in-game attendance of baseball is down league-wide. And another thing that can kind of keep people away from the ballpark is a possibility of a vicious head wound, because there's been a couple instances of foul balls entering the stands and causing significant damage. Last year, an elderly woman who was actually at a Dodger game in the upper deck was struck and died days later. And I believe last week, a young child was struck by a foul ball.
Not in the head, though. She was hit, I think, in the side or the leg or something like that. But a glancing blow, nonetheless. But she was hit. And I don't know about you, but I've always people prize those seats right down there on the right where the action is, you know, between the end of the dugout and the right field pole, and there's like the first 5-6 rows back there on the right field line. People are crazy about getting those seats. Well, they bring their kids. And I've watched a couple of line drives just whistle through there, and I was always thought, you know, that geez, you know, somebody, namely a small child, going to get hit and going to get killed because you're not going to survive that. Mm-hmm. And so now they're talking about I think it was in. Was it Houston?
Yeah,
a child was sitting in those seats with his parents, and a ball whistled through there and hit the child. They had to take the child to the hospital, and he was okay, and but I guess the batter was very upset.
Yeah, Alberto Amaro Jr. He was absolutely
very upset, as he should be. And I always thought that it's just common sense. You know, if you're going to pay a lot of money to watch baseball games that close to the field, you should also realize that, okay, there's certain areas there If you want to take your chances, then go ahead. But you either put up a screen or you get your kids out of the way.
And that's what the Major League Baseball, you know, there's been an outcry from fans as well as advocacy groups saying, you know, we need that screen because it's like you said, Fred, in certain stadiums, the screen isn't as there's not as much coverage as there is in other stadiums. But Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred said he does not expect teams to make any changes to that protective netting around ballparks mid-season, but expects the teams to address it during the off-season.
Yeah, right. I can understand that, for whatever reason. But I've been down in those seats. Have you been down there?
Not as close as you, but I've been close enough.
I've been around a lot of ballparks.
Yeah.
But along that line there, when you look, you're looking to your left. And if you're not paying attention, the action isn't in front of you.
Yeah.
You have to make an adjustment to turn to the left and make sure that you pay attention to batted balls. Mm-hmm. Because, man, you lose depth perception.
Oh, yeah.
Those things come at you. You have no idea. Is it flat away from you, or where is it?
You're also trying to track the ball against a very, very large moving background.
It's a tough background to judge, and if you're, it's tough enough for baseball players, to judge, depth perception, but it's another thing for unskilled people who don't make tracking baseballs their livelihood.
Let me ask you this, Fred. We're seeing all these. We've always seen foul balls, of course, but we're seeing a lot of line drives and a lot of foul balls enter the stands at a very, very high velocity. Do you think that maybe has something to do with the fact that in today's game, in today's baseball, everybody's concerned about the home run? Everybody's concerned not only for the analytics, but also for contract reasons as well. And so we're not seeing the kind of players just trying to put the ball in play, just trying to squirt that ball in between the infielder, between the second base and the third baseman. Everybody's just hacking as hard as they can, and we're seeing just a lot of balls going into the stands at high velocity.
I don't know about that. I think it's a natural instinct, always has been.
Yeah.
To try to hit the ball as hard as you can, no matter where you are.
Mm-hmm.
And certainly the skilled batters pick the ball up from the pitcher's hand and really make eye contact with it and hold focus and place the barrel of the bat where the ball comes across home plate. If it's inside, they're naturally probably going to pull it. Or if it's down the middle, they're just going to swing through it. But if it's outside, to a right-handed hitter, you're gonna probably poke it down the right field line,
mm-hmm.
And so I got to think that that the batters today are probably as skilled as they've ever been about hitting away from the shift.
Mm-hmm.
Hitting to the open spot of the shift, right-handed batter, they're going to overload to where he hits the ball into center, into right field, and down the line, and so it's kind of 6-1 a half dozen of the other if they're able to. To control their bat enough to get the ball where they want it to get. But I got to think that they should really address this screen thing. And I hope they're not cavalier about it because common sense tells you when you go to the baseball game where the hot spots are.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're going to be keeping abreast of this for sure. And this is Manfred talked about this during his kind of mid-season state of the game kind of press conference that he gives all the time. And real fast, Fred, before we go to the break, Manfred also said that he's really interested in bringing a team and developing a stadium in Portland, Oregon. Portland, Oregon, but he was mum on expansion, so that usually means a team might be moving. And with the attendance woes that's happening with the Florida Marlins, do you expect to see maybe a team relocates to Portland, Oregon?
How about Tampa or the Marlins?
Yeah,
get them the hell out of there.
Yeah,
it's fine for preseason stuff, training camp, and what have you. spring training. But yeah, put them in a place where, you know, they can. You're going to get another, you know, you're going to get another dome stadium.
Yeah,
which I don't like.
But Portland's a great sports town. Portland is a great sports town. They're passionate about their Blazers. They're passionate about their MLS soccer team. And that would be interesting to see. But like you said, Fred, it's just so sad when you flip on the MLB network and you see the Miami Marlins playing, the Florida Marlins or the Devil Rays, and it's literally like 14 people in the stands. It's just very, very, very sad.
Yeah, we went through this. Mike and I went through this last week there's more people in our parking lots than there is
exactly.
in Tampa Bay Stadium.
Exactly. Stick around. Sports Lounge, Fred Dreyer, I'm Mike Gary.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RootsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Thank you.
And we are back in the sports lounge. The Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game. Two safeties in one quarter, no less. The Tut of Tinseltown, Hunter himself, Mr. Fred Dreyer. I'm Mike Gary, sitting in for the old growler, Mike Horn. Got a quick email here. This is relates to something we were talking about during the break, Fred. This is from Daniel. Daniel says, Fred, what do you think about major talent agencies like CAA and UTA now representing not only actors, directors, and writers, but athletes as well?
Well, I think they should. That's a business, a huge business they should be getting into. Not that you necessarily, if you're an athlete, you have to be with CAA, ICM, William Morris. You don't have to be with those agencies to be in the movies or create a television show or whatever it might be.
Yeah.
Your celebrity is your entry card.
Mm-hmm.
And so what you do need is a good attorney.
That's true, definitely, because a lot of these athletes, you've seen it before. ESPN did that great documentary, Broke, a couple of years ago about how a lot of pro athletes are just not that responsible with their money, and so an attorney is definitely a good idea.
Yeah, it's you've seen it time and time again. A player's just they can't. You can tell. You can see the personalities where their posse.
Mm-hmm.
They feel obligated.
The entourage.
Imagine the pressure of that.
Yeah.
Of being in the hood or wherever the hell you're from.
Yeah.
And not having anything, and suddenly you're the number one draft choice in the NBA.
Yeah.
And what comes with that? The neighborhood comes with it.
So right.
The neighborhood comes with your contract.
Yeah.
And you can't sit down and tell them no, because suddenly you're their boss. Suddenly you have it over them. And hey, what happened to the dope smoking buddy we used to know? And we could go out and just cruise. And well, that guy is suddenly now being requested to grow up and earn his money and be an adult. And doing that, I got to say goodbye to you guys.
Yeah.
And you can see how difficult it is for some of these people.
It is. LeBron James, he said it was akin to survivor's remorse, to survivor's guilt, where he was able to leave these very, very hardscrabble circumstances, and a lot of his friends growing up weren't. And so he almost felt obligated, like you said, bring them with him.
Yes. Yeah. And there's some things that there's some success stories. LeBron certainly is one of them. But there's a lot of success stories. There's also a lot of failures,
yeah.
Where you don't imagine getting $100 million. Suddenly, one weekend, you have nothing.
Yeah.
And everybody around the neighborhood says, hey, he's going to be a high draft choice. Well, they don't realize until he's been made that draft choice. And then he now...
You're 19 and you're a 100 millionaire.
Now you've got $100 million. And you're just thrust into this responsibility. You have no clue doing it. You have absolutely no clue. And I think it was the NBA, NFL. I think all NFL, NBA, I think they have counseling.
Yeah.
They have
the
people
symposium
made available, which is a very good thing that they do. And you can go in and you sit down and they tell you, look, there's certain things that you have to know. It's common sense. You've got to save your money. You could get hurt tomorrow, and whatever you've signed for, that's what you got. You got to have somebody to help you with your taxes.
Yeah.
You got to have someone sit down with you and plan this out so you have something and that your immediate family is taken care of.
Yeah.
And I think that's a great thing that they do, and I'd like to know more about that.
Do you think, Fred, we've talked often on the show before, you and Mike have talked about it at length, too, about the age restrictions in certain leagues, 2 years in NFL, 1 year for the NBA. Do you think if actually these kids stayed at college longer, they might be a little bit more responsible with their money, learn more life skills in college to take forward in their professional career?
Yes, and there's no doubt truth to all the arguments. I'm 18, 19 years of age. I'm going to be the number one running back picked in the NFL. I'm going to get $50 million guaranteed in my pocket. I don't know anything else other than that. At the same time, he should stay in school as long as he can mm-hmm. to mature. You know, if you remember the Laker, the players the Lakers chose a couple of years ago,
Brandon Ingram, D'Angelo
Brandon
Russell,
Ingram, yeah. all these guys, they were first and out.
Yeah, one and done.
They were one and done guys. And what you saw was how immature they were as basketball players. So you have to wait around for the third and fourth year sometimes, hopefully not, escaping injury. But you have to wait around for those guys to develop and mature.
Yeah.
In the meantime, you know, they're making money, and they're making mistakes on the court, and they're probably making mistakes off the court.
Absolutely. And what's unique about the NFL compared to the other leagues is that the players do have time to grow and at least recoup some of that money, because their contracts, their rookie contracts, all contracts are guaranteed in those leagues. Whereas the NFL,
right.
those contracts are not guaranteed. The only guaranteed money in the NFL pretty much goes to your quarterbacks or your superstars, not your rank and file guys.
Well, if you're a rookie and you tear your knee up, you're getting your money.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you get hurt, then they give you your money. That was the way it was even when I was around. But you know, look, for the most part, the major league baseball and especially basketball, football certainly, it behooves the organizations to help these kids. Because you don't want to see, you don't want to have that happen on your watch. You don't want a disaster to where a kid just goes belly up. It's a terrible thing to see.
It's a terrible thing to see.
Be a part of.
Yeah, it can tank a franchise, not only in terms of performance, but also yeah.
But you want to help people as much as you can.
Absolutely, you guys. And we want to help people out there because we're talking sports. We're talking about the politics of sports. Anything ancillary to sports, we're talking about. I'm with the Sultan. I am Mike Airy. We'll be right back right after the break. CRN Digital Talk Radio, CRNTalk.com, Facebook.com/CRNTalk, Sports Byline, and SiriusXM.
Balance of Nature's fruit and veggie capsules contain 100% fine ripened fruits and vegetables, tested pure with no pesticides, fillers, or additives of any kind, and are the most effective whole food supplements on the market today. You might ask, how can over 10 servings of 31 different fruits and vegetables fit into 6 vegetarian capsules? Fruits and vegetables are on an average 85% water. Balance of Nature uses cold vacuum technology to remove the water, leaving only the whole food. We don't use any heat, air, or light drying methods that damage nutrients. Our cold vacuum technology maintains 99% of the fresh fruits and vegetables' original nutritional value. Along with diet and exercise, Mother Nature provides fruits and vegetables to help us maintain good health.
To order, go to balanceofnature.com or call 1-800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751 and use discount code FLASH.
And we are back, Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Gary. Joined by the absolute, the acting legend, the legend of the gridiron, the sultan of safeties, 2 safeties in 1 corner, Mr. Brett Dreyer.
Thank you. Great to be with all you folks today, and I hope we're bringing you some sports entertainment.
Yeah, exactly. And 2 shout-outs we got to give out to, we got to shout-out the UCLA, University of California at Los Angeles, women's college softball team.
Yes, they were great.
Those Lady Bruins clubbed 8 home runs in their 2-game series against the number 1 Oklahoma Sooners. Boomer Sooners, not so much. And that's what they went on to win, the 2019 Women's College World Series. Kinsley Washington looped the game-winning base hit in the left field, a walk-off hit. And UCLA slid into the national title for the first time since 2010.
Do you know that UCLA, the school, holds the record for the most NCAA sports wins? They have more championships, more national championships than any school.
Yeah, across all their different sports, because, I mean, they were so dominant in basketball for years, John Wooden years, and, of course, football as well. It's a fantastic program, great in swimming as well. And so
golf, tennis,
yeah,
Jimmy Connors.
Yeah, there you go, absolutely right.
Yeah.
Also, real fast, Fred, I'm a big tennis fan. I love tennis. I love watching the French Open.
Yeah.
Serena Williams is the free. She did, had an inglorious defeat, though, in the French Open, but she does have some good news. She's the first athlete on Forbes' richest self-made woman list.
Good for her. God, that's a great story anyway, the whole family. I mean, you know, putting all the girls' future right on the line, being with them, developing them.
Especially in that sport, too, which is considered so hoity-toity and so, you know, closed. And then these, you know, Venus and Serena
come. These two black girls come in and just pound the brains out of everybody.
And going strong, too. I mean, I believe Serena's 37, and that is
she that old now?
Ancient for a tennis player. Usually people are out by 31 max.
Well, I thought when she had a baby that was going, she was going to call it quits.
Yeah, I did, too. But, you know, she's definitely, you know, not been as competitive. You know, she's still, you know, showing up in finals, you know, at tournaments here and there. But, you know, she has no intention of retiring. She's still playing great.
Really?
Looks great.
Wow.
So congratulations to her.
She looks like a fullback.
She does. Me. Yeah, she is built.
She looks like Ernie Wheelwright, who used to be a full. Look that guy up.
Yeah.
He used to be a fullback for the New Orleans Saints.
She's an amazing, amazing athlete. That's what I love about tennis, because, you know, the athleticism of these guys, these ladies and these gentlemen sliding around, especially on clay, like on the French, they slide from side to side.
Yeah.
It's an amazing, amazing sport.
No, she's terrific, and, you know, it's a tribute to her parents.
Absolutely.
Really a great tribute.
Give Fred a follow on Twitter, @_Dreyer. Also email Fred Dreyer @CRNTalk.com. And make sure to follow him on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer.
Can't get enough of your team? SB Nation's 300-team regional and sports-centric communities are built just for you. Join your fellow fans at SBNation.com for all the best sports news. SBNation.com. Your team. Your community.
I've recently discovered the powerful health benefits of CBD oil. I have been using New Leaf Natural CBD oil for some time now, and I love it. CBD oil is non-intoxicating, which makes it ideal for people like me. I want the health benefits of cannabinoids, but I don't smoke weed. I never will smoke weed. Mind-altering effects I do not need. CBD is non-toxic, has potent pain-relieving, and is anti-inflammatory with its properties as well, and that's why the brand I trust the most is New Leaf Naturals. New Leaf Naturals is the highest quality CBD oil on the market, 100% organic, highly concentrated, no additives, grown in the U.S. The only ingredient is hemp. It is pure and simple. Go to NewLeafNaturals.com. That's NewLeafNaturals.com. Save 30% and receive free shipping in the U.S. when you use the promo code Rick. That's right, Rick. Go to NULeafNaturals.com, promo code Rick.
Attention, this important consumer alert is brought to you by Annuity Action Network. Hey, did you know it's possible to receive upfront money from your monthly settlement payments? It's true. If you receive monthly payments from an annuity or a structured settlement and you need a lump sum immediately, then you need to call Annuity Action Network. With your cash today, you can pay off credit card debt, pay medical bills, fund your education, or improve your home. You don't need to wait. Call the Annuity Action Network now to get your fast cash with no hidden costs. And if you call today, we'll even send you a $100 cash gift card just for verifying your settlement payments and your contact information. If you have a structured settlement or an annuity and you want cash now, call Annuity Action Network right now.
800-514-9170. 800-514-9170. That's 800-514-9170.
Guys, you manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt, trim the Yeti. Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed, and 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear-cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com. Promo code USA.
And we're back. Sports Lounge time. CRN Talk Sports Byline. Sirius XM. Tiki Live. Facebook Live. Anywhere you can find us, we are there. I'm with Fred Dreyer, the acting legend, the Sultan of Safeties, the Tut of Tinseltown. I am Mike Airy. And so this is an interesting story. You know, one thing that I really do not like, I do not like paying taxes. What's really rough is...
There's a long line there, Mike.
I'm not unique in that. And, you know, there's something synonymous, too, with pro athletes and print actors as well, people involved in the entertainment industry. Oftentimes they do quite well for themselves, and oftentimes they work in states where they get crushed, not only with federal taxes, but with state taxes. And Kawhi Leonard, you know, he's the big free agent in the NBA this season. He will get a max deal, which will probably around top out to be around $40, $41 million a year. And while most pro athletes opens a new window with large contracts, including those on NBA championship playoff teams like the Raptors, i.e. Kawhi Leonard, players in Canada that are U.S. residents face different heftier obligations. U.S.-based players pay federal income tax, which the top rate is 37%, in addition to state and local taxes, which are much higher for some players than the other. And a handful of teams that are located in states like Florida, Texas, Washington, which charge no income tax, so good for them. Even athletes who live in states without income taxes, however, are subject to taxes in other states where they play and earn income. Those jock taxes are usually calculated by dividing the number of workdays, and they have this formula worked out. But the Raptor players like Kawhi Leonard and Kyle Lowry, those that play in Canada, face different tax liabilities. American players in Canada pay tax on their Canadian-sourced income as well as endorsement income made in the United States. And so they're getting taxed by Canada. They're getting taxed by the federal government. They're getting taxed by the state government and sometimes even by the local government. And after you pay your agent their commissions too, you're making maybe, 45 cents on the dollar?
Maybe.
If you're lucky?
I got to think so. I haven't really calibrated what that would be, but you're going to get hammered no matter where you live by the federal government.
Yeah.
And hopefully you can use your out of state expenses. So say I'm from California and I'm playing in New York, you know. I'm going to get hit by playing in New York six times, seven times, and then I'm going to be playing another seven games in different cities of the country. And so how does the federal government come in and calibrate and prorate all of your hopping around playing in these different venues? So if you're making the max $221 million and you're getting 5-6 years for $220 million, you're gonna cough up a good $50-60 million of that.
That's not counting your taxes and your commissions as well. So, you got to pay your manager a couple percent. You got to pay your agent a couple percent.
You got state taxes. California is almost 10.
Yeah,
I don't know what they do about that, because the money is so huge that the bite is equal to being huge. So what are they going to do? How are they going to be able to get the teams to say we want? LeBron James going to go tell Kawhi Leonard, hey, come to California and come to the Lakers and play for us? And he's going to say to them and pay those taxes? I don't think so.
Well, and Pat Riley can just go to the Kawhi Leonard and be like, hey, come to the Heat. And you have an extra, $17 million in your pocket over the life of that contract, because we don't have any state taxes in Florida. So, I mean, that's
a lot of money.
That's a lot of money. I mean, look at Steph Curry. You know, Steph Curry is the highest paid player in the league right now. He makes $37.5 million a year. And he paid $14.7 million in federal taxes and about $5 million in state and local taxes, as well as the jock tax. And so his $37.5 million was nearly halved. I mean, he's paying about 41-42% in taxes. And, $17 million is, a lot of money. but that's not $34 million.
No, it's true. I don't know how they're going to come to that. I was thinking about that, you know, watching the playoffs here, the NBA playoffs. Who do you like in that series anyway?
I like Golden State.
They play two. They're playing in Golden State now, aren't they? Two.
Yes, yes, they are back home. It's a 2-2, 1-1-1 series, and it's actually the long, well, the longest finals because it's 18 days finals with this new rest schedule. Stick around, you guys, in the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer, I'm Mike Gary, Sierra Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM.
Hey guys, it's Jennifer Horn, and I've had a MyPillow for the last 2 years, and I am never going back. Before that, I had problems sleeping. The pillow would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, and I'd wake up with a sore neck. Today, I set the patented fill inside MyPillow just the way I want it to support me where I need it most. Now, I fall asleep faster, and I sleep better. MyPillow is made in the USA with a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, so there's nothing to lose. For a limited time, go to MyPillow.com and get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for just $69.98. It's only available at MyPillow.com when you use promo code WINNER. That's 2 premium MyPillows, just $69.98 with promo code WINNER at MyPillow.com. Or call 800-513-3363. If you hurry, they'll ship them to you for free. 800-513-3363 or MyPillow.com, promo code WINNER.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Sports Lounge. I'm Mike Gary, Fred Dreyer, acting legend, sold the safeties, Tuttle Tinseltown, Hunter. We're back talking all things sports, all things political about sports, all things ancillary to sports. And we're having a good time today. So a couple more things in the NBA real fast, Richard. This is, Fred.
You can call me Richard. I answer to anything this time of day.
Sorry about that. I was used to doing my Richard Nixon Live legal show. Check it out on Tuesdays.
And, Richard Nixon.
he's a great guy. Vince Carter, half man, half amazing. He has the longest tenured player in the NBA right now. He has revealed he will retire after his 22nd NBA season. What a career out of North Carolina. It just seems like yesterday he was in the dunk contest as a rookie, and now he will retire after 22 years in the league. Pretty unbelievable career.
It is amazing. He said, I would like to, sign a one-year deal, and then go out as a Falcon.
Oh, that'd be, there you go.
Atlanta Hawk.
Yeah.
But, there's just superstars that, I always looked upon this as the players seem to be the ones in charge of when they're going to retire.
Yeah. Seems like people aren't getting forced out now, especially if you're a superstar.
Well, like him. I mean, he's 42 years old, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's been around 22 years. I mean, don't you think somebody would have said,
it's time.
We're not paying you $20 million a year anymore.
Yeah, I'd have to check his contract status. I don't know if he was getting that max money late in the season. I know Kobe was. Kobe, as much as I loved Kobe, I'm a big, big Kobe Bryant fan. He kind of hamstrung the Lakers a little bit because not only did he stay in his 19th and 20th year, but he was taking max money at that time too.
Yeah, he was getting, $27 million a year?
Yeah.
I thought it was in the face of what they were faced with. That set him back. That did set him back. I don't know if I don't know how sports people today deal with large sums of money that make it easier to pay them. I mean, there's deferred money.
Mm-hmm.
You can say, okay, Kobe, we're going to give you $54 million. We're going to give you $27 million, a year for the next 2 years. But we're going to defer half of this so it doesn't kill us. And maybe he just said, no way, I want all of it up front. I want all of it right now, which apparently he did.
Yeah.
It's a tough thing sometimes. Like you're looking at Vince Carter here. Maybe he could say to them, maybe he's done this. Maybe he says, look, I'll make it easy for you. Allow me to stick around. I want to stay here. I'm old now, and I want to stick around and live in the Atlanta area or wherever I'm going to be living. And I'll defer my money, and maybe they work something out that way too.
Yeah, I mean, look at the Spurs, you know, one of the great organizations of the NBA these last couple of years, and they had a group of superstars that aged gracefully but got pretty long in the tooth. And I remember Tim Duncan's last season, he wasn't taking league minimum, but he was taking a couple million, maybe 3.5, 4 million, when according to the pay schedule, the veteran pay schedule, he was entitled to get a max deal. But he gave that money back to the team, and the San Antonio Spurs were able to compete for more championships.
But he deferred it.
He did, yes.
Yeah, he's not going to give it up.
And don't forget also, and I'm sure Fred knows this better than anybody, is that there's a lot of wink and a nod handshake deals. I'm talking about Dirk Nowitzki, if he's listening, that, hey, we'll take less money, but we'll defer some of it, but not all of it, because there's salary cap implications there. But maybe we'll give you a nice cushy job afterwards, maybe a little piece of the team, maybe set you up with a couple of car dealerships. Stuff like that goes on too, right?
Well, sure. Yeah, it's all part of it. And I remember years ago, what was the actor's name that played in this TV show Dallas? What was his name? Anyway, he had the who shot JR? It was JR. Anyway, they didn't know how to pay him, so they gave him oil wells.
Oh, really?
They gave him an oil well in Texas.
Really?
Yeah. They did stuff like that, where they just say, hey, look, what more do you want? Well, how about that? How about an annuity in the shape of an oil well?
Yeah, I remember when Allen Iverson first came to the league, he got a deal from Reebok, a big endorsement deal from Reebok.
Yeah.
And they knew, Allen Iverson was kind of a wild guy. And so Allen Iverson's team was smart enough to say, hey, we're going to defer some of that endorsement money as an annuity, but that annuity doesn't start paying off until you're age 50.
Who was I just saw here that just signed a $50 million shoe deal outside his basketball contract? You've got basketball contracts to play basketball, and then you have a shoe deal with a shoe company.
Oh yeah!
I mean, I don't know how they do it. They're paying, these shoe companies are paying all of these basketball guys millions of dollars
more than their salary
for ever to wear their shoe.
Yeah. It's amazing. And now, especially with the overseas money, you're seeing that, Steph Curry, for example, I believe Klay Thompson as well. They've foregone signing with Nike or Adidas or Reebok. They've gone with these Chinese companies. And these Chinese companies literally pull up with a brick truck of money because, there's a billion and a half people over there buying shoes, and they're huge over in China. And so they're making three times their salary off those shoe endorsements. So.
No, it's true. It's got to be a fun gag to be a basketball player.
It's got to be a good time, that's for sure. Stick around, you guys. Be right back right after the break. We're in the Sports Lounge. Fred Dreyer, I'm Mike Gary. Having a good time here on CRN Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, as well as Sirius XM. Email Fred. Shoot us some emails, you guys. FredDreyer@CRNTalk.com. Follow him on Twitter @Fred_Dwyer. You can follow me on Twitter @Mike_Gary. Also follow Fred on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. Stay with us.
Remember in the beginning when you first started to build a life for you and your family? You never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400.
Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Welcome back to the Sports Lounge. Final segment here. Fred Dreyer and Mike Gary sitting in for the old growler. Sierra Digital Talk Radio, Sports Byline, and Sirius XM. Some more fan mail here. Hey, Fred, big fans of yours. This is from Peter Herkley. Hey, Fred, big fan of yours. Do you have any movies or TV appearances scheduled in the near future?
I don't, but as you well know, because of reruns, Hulu, and all of the rerun craze that we're in, you can go anywhere you want on Hulu. You can go anywhere on YouTube and dial me in.
YouTube's a great resource for finding all the great old good stuff. Let's see what else we have here. This is from Steve. Hey, Fred, do you have a favorite TV show currently that you're watching right now?
I don't. I watch, live sports. I watch Dodger games when I can, and but as far as a series show, I don't. What I do like, I do like Sunday film noir.
Oh, really?
I do love those.
Oh, fantastic. There you go, you guys. I recommend Chernobyl on HBO. Another one, this is from Greg. Greg, do you ever read any books about baseball history? I'm looking for some summer reading from Greg.
I don't, but there's a good book about pitchers called Head Game, and I look that one up, and it's got some great stories about Bob Gibson, the great St. Louis Cardinal pitcher, Sandy Koufax, guys who give you insight into what they're thinking and what they're doing and how they plan and how they prepare themselves for a baseball game.
And one last one. This is from George. George asks, Fred, do you have any favorite barbecue dishes you like to prepare during the summertime?
I don't. I'm not a barbecue guy. I do like an assortment of fish, swordfish, sea bass, snapper, trout. I do like salmon. That's my favorite.
You're a big salmon guy, right?
I love salmon.
Yeah, it's absolutely delicious. You like it grilled, steamed?
I like it any way you can do it. But it's funny. I don't like it in sushi or sashimi.
Yeah.
I like my fish kind of cooked.
There you go, you guys. Email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. Follow Fred on Twitter, @Fred_Dreyer. Follow him on Facebook, The Real Fred Dreyer. And this is the podcast, this high-quality broadcast, freddreyershow.com. Until next week.
Hi, this is Edward Brown. Join me every Saturday at 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific time as I host Sports Econ 101, the show where we look at sports from a business perspective, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.